This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
A lot of people have said there are people now dying of the swine flu who are in good health. By whose standards? Hospitals serve Jell-O.
Robert Scott Bell.
Food advertising. You know the people. Fresh, natural, hearty, old-fashioned, homemade goodness in a can.
Robert Scott Bell.
Dr. Agus argues that the fountain of youth is attainable if everyone were to take statin drugs.
Excuse me?
It sounds completely insane.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, once again, the Robert Scott Bell Show is on, syndicated around the country and beyond the radio version. We are 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Come on over to robertscottbell.com. /listen, and you can watch us live or later, and there's a live chat room. Today, this hour, we got a very special guest, my good friend Scott Scherner, who's a physician, and, well, he's a kind of a farmer and gardener, too, which is almost more interesting. Maybe it is a lot more interesting, but Scott, welcome to Robert Scott Bell Show. You were on briefly on Friday, just at the tail end of the show, and I said, that's not enough. It's not enough. We need more Scott Scherner, and here you are.
Thank you, Robert.
It's good to see you, my friend.
You know how to make a guy smile, don't you?
Yeah, I try because there's enough of the sour faces out there, but not here on this show.
That's right. That's
we got to bring the light, bring the laughter and the love, and we got to teach people to grow food again.
Right, absolutely.
And
that's my passion for.
So that you went
years.
To medical school to learn how to grow food. Or maybe not.
Maybe not.
It would have been a better use of time, maybe.
But I do, as a functional medicine doctor, I do see the connection between humans and plants very close. And it's fun teaching this to people. I have a lot of people come visit our farm to learn about biodynamic farming and what that involves and you know, how we work with the soil and give the soil love and turn it into a living organism as it should be, like you'd find in an ancient forest.
Well, here you go. You say bioenergetics, the recognition of the connectivity of all life through energy. That is not something typically on a Flexner report kind of curricula, right, in medical school. So
absolutely not.
How much of this did you know before you went in to become a physician? How much of it did you have to unlearn to know now after you became a physician?
Well, they kind of came hand in hand. I went through my training late in life. I started med school back probably in the 80s, but I only did 1 year, and then I left to join the military to go to flight school. And when I had the chance to go back to medical school, I was talked out of it by many of my physician friends.
What was their reason? It was like my Uncle Bob told me not to become a doctor. For me, he said, you're going to be miserable. The government's in it's putting its hands everywhere. You're not going to be free to help people. I know you want to help people. You won't be able to do it. And I was like, well, I don't understand. And it was years later when I figured it out, how right he was. What was their message to you?
It was pretty much the same message. Many of my doctor friends, who I considered very good doctors, because one, I considered them good people. They showed love. They cared. They were just good friends. They were good, fun to hang out with. And so when I, you know, talked to him, said, "Hey, I want to go back. What do you suggest?" They all just basically the message was, I love being a doctor. I love helping people. I hate my job. And it was because of the red tape, all the things that had to do with insurance, the lack of time that you spend.
But they must have known something about you, because they don't say that to everybody.
Right.
There's something I think about you that obviously now I know because of your love of life and energy, and you grow food and you're connected in a way that a lot of folks you have to almost divorce yourself from some of those realities just to be able to survive the onslaught of what they try to teach you or propagandize you to believe in med school, for instance.
Right.
Yeah. So what was your response when they said, don't go back? What did you do?
I had a lot of questions, but back then, you know, this is 35 years ago, I really didn't know how to ask questions. And that was, I'm still growing into that. Mm-hmm. I'm still learning how to ask questions. So I didn't even know how to ask him, well, why are you telling me this? I just kind of took it on faith. Mm-hmm. I like, well, they're saying I shouldn't do it. And so I went into a different direction.
Okay.
And then about 25 years ago, I became a health coach just because, again, my love for helping people. And I was able to help a lot of people just by telling them to drink clean water, breathe clean air, eat organic food.
Yeah.
Right, Sierra? Is that right?
Who is this, Fred? Is this Fred right here? Fred? Are you Fred? You're not Fred? This is Sierra. She's gorgeous. She's the daughter of Scott. And I've talked about your mom, your wife, who's as tough as can be as an immigrant to the United States, really believes and loves freedom. And, again, it says a lot about your family, how you're all connected in this bright light right here, Sierra. For those of you watching later, the video will be available probably at robertscottbell.com. Super Don will make it available as such. But talking about some principles of life with Dr. Scott Scherner, going into functional medicine, a little bit of the backstory, the journey, as you said, going into health coaching, a different level.
Right.
And, you know, we're connecting now with many different doctors and healers and non-doctors and in a spirit of cooperation, coming together, trying to find a way to make it viable and feasible and survivable, how we set up the next way we do healthcare here in America, which has been divorced from health and healing for a long time, and it's been about poisoning people back to health, which is an absurdity on its face.
Right, so it's a paradigm change.
Mm-hmm.
Creating a new paradigm, and I've talked to a lot of people during this conference, you know, other doctors or practitioners saying, hey, come join our group. Be part of our movement. Be part of what we're doing. We need more bright minds.
Yes. I've seen that a lot, too. And that's the thing about keeping us separated the last 2 years of the attempts to do so have limited these kinds of interactions. And therefore, the success of the propagandizers, those that want to lock us down and shut us out and keep us afraid of one another, they know that their ability to control us is by keeping us divided and separated.
Right.
When we come together, I say magic happens, but the idea is like amazing miracles occur just by being in the presence of one another, and suddenly ideas flow through and opportunities that didn't exist before and possibilities that you couldn't, and suddenly you see it all. And so they're desperate to keep us apart. But now that we're back together, I don't think, unless they come up with another scam plandemic, which they might be trying to do, we've got a chart, a better course, a new paradigm, as
Absolutely.
You say.
Absolutely. Yes, we do. We sure do.
So from the journey, health coach, how do you make your journey back into, let's say, having a practice of some kind while at the same time, you know, over time, journeying into the gardening, the farming, the growing food, things like that? How does it all fit together?
Okay, well, so I grew up with a garden. Ever since I was little, we had a garden and we grew food. And so I started at a young age with this passion of growing food and just watching something come out of the soil and seeing that seed turn into a tree or just, you know, some peas, right?
I thought it was just imaginary and it just happened to show up in a grocery store. So I didn't grow up with that early on. It came to me as an adult later and I was like, ooh, dude, man, that's awesome. I want to do that.
Right.
So, yeah. So you had that. So that was something that even in indoctrination propagandizing, it would be hard to remove that from you, your experience.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And so, you know, I started out with that foundation, but then with traveling around the world like I did, I lived in places where, you know, way up north where it's cold most of the year. So I moved away from growing food, but then when I moved back to this area, for a job as a fighter pilot, I wanted a place that was close to the airport. However, I didn't want to live in your regular suburban neighborhood. So I searched and I searched and I searched, and I found an old farm that was for sale and bought that. And initially it was just for having more space and more room.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, that first year, I think I went back to growing food. And because it was an area that was sectioned off for calves or the bulls or whatever, there was a lot of nutrients in the soil.
Okay.
And it had time to rest.
Mm-hmm.
And the first year I grew in that, I just had the biggest produce. My radishes that are typically the size of a golf ball were the size of a baseball.
Wow.
And they were not woody. They were just
right.
So solid and so mm-hmm. tasty. And so I started, you know, growing food pretty much every year. And it was more in line with conventional growing, as in, you know, I would use pesticides and...
Oh, okay. And, so you were initially organic when you started. Okay.
No. And I... And it was a few years after that is when I became a health coach, because it was just a process of learning and asking questions. So I would ask questions in my mind. I'm still working on the verbal aspect, but I'd get this bag of insecticide and I would read it. First of all, like, how do I apply it, right? But then I would read all the cautions, like, this stuff is poison. This
yeah.
stuff will, and I'm like, okay, well, it's killing insects. What is it doing to me?
Mm-hmm.
And so after a couple of years of doing that, I just, every year I would use less and less, till one year I just didn't use it at all. And then after a few years to let the soil detox, then I would tell people, well, I have an organic farm. And so, you know, I use no chemicals. I still use fertilizers, but then I was thinking, well, okay, well, what's in the fertilizer?
Mm.
So I was asking those questions.
So from the pelletized NPK stuff, right?
NPK, right.
Right. You drop one aspect of the chemical agriculture, still were holding on a little bit, and then you start asking questions about that.
Exactly.
I see the journey now,
right.
What's happening
yeah.
here. Yeah, yeah.
And so I was doing that for a while, and then I met Sierra's mom,
mm-hmm.
and together...
You mean Fred. Oh, I mean Sierra. I'm sorry, Fred. I mean, I'm Sierra.
So together we made more changes.
Yes.
It was just, you know, I can't even explain that. It was it just happened.
Okay.
We started together asking questions, and her questions are different than mine, of course, mm-hmm. right? And her perspectives and her beliefs and her programming.
Yeah.
It's all different, but we brought this together. We started researching and learning, and we learned about biodynamic farming.
Beautiful. All right, that's a pause. We're going to come back after this break and go further into the journey of a healer, a doctor, a physician, a teacher, and a gardener and a farmer. Right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Links are up at robertscottbell.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're gonna win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show, robertscottbell.com. We're talking with Scott Scherner, my buddy. He's a physician, doctor, teacher, healer, biodynamic farmer. We got there. We went through the pesticide journey and the artificial fertilizer journey, and we're making our way toward the way we need to be growing food and eating it and sustaining our lives, much less, well, I mean, you think about the people where they are today. They're barely sustaining. They're not thriving. They're surviving, right?
Right.
This is chronic adaptation for an environment that is not ideal. What can we do? I don't have the power to change the entire world, but I have the power to change what I'm growing at home. And you did that where you are.
Absolutely.
Yes. Or growing a healthy child, right?
Right.
How do we do that without poisoning them, injecting all of that that I've done as well? So this journey into biodynamics, you and your wife were studying it and then came across Steiner's work?
Well, I know Steiner was kind of like the father, or
right,
called the father of this.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't come across his work until much later. We found other people that were doing this, and we learned from them. And then as we investigated or researched more, then we learned about Steiner. And biodynamic farming is something that we're just kind of doing part of it. Like part of it is growing with the cycles of the moon or the mm-hmm. phases of the moon,
right?
And rotation. Well, we do rotate, but we don't, you know, follow it strictly to the letter.
Mm-hmm.
We kind of put our own spin on it.
Right, right.
But we still, you know, everything at this point now, we don't have to use any fertilizers because we've made the soil so healthy and alive. Mm-hmm. And that soil with trillions and trillions of bacteria and fungi, mycelium, and some yeast, and other organisms, many, many organisms, types of organisms, worms,
mm-hmm.
you know, thousands of worms. We just, it's I look at it as like black gold.
Right, right,
soil.
Right, yes.
And the plants just thrive, and that's where I put the analogy or the connection between humans and plants. If you grow a human the same way, with all the good and none of the bad, that human will grow up to be strong and healthy and resist. Their body will have such a strong immune system that they may never get sick.
What is the role that you've witnessed, within the soil and within the people? I talk often about mineral deficiencies, and yet we can't just throw the hardcore rocks that are minerals into bodies. We're not designed to eat rock. Yet we recognize, as you said, in that soil, the trillions of teeming bacterial species, fungal species, all of that working to break down these things that our bodies are not designed to assimilate in that way and make it bioavailable. How much of the food as medicine comes out of that concept, right? The minerals or the lack thereof, that in agricultural, that is chemical. Yeah, it looks like the same kind of plant sometimes, but it is completely different when we talk biochemically within it.
Right, right. So. Yes, absolutely. I teach people that when they buy conventional food that's grown conventionally in their grocery store, that I have people tell me all the time, well, I'm eating healthy. And I say, well, what does that look like? What does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
Why eat salads? I'm like, well, where do you buy your salads or your ingredients? Well, I go to the local grocery store. Well, all's conventional, which is grown in soil that most likely is dead.
Mm-hmm.
And with, just tons and tons and tons of chemicals put on them. Larvicides, herbicides.
Well, would that displace the minerals that should be there?
Well, it should. Well, yeah. First of all, I think the minerals.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another thing with biodynamic farming. We actually add minerals to the soil.
Mm-hmm.
We get minerals from an ancient rainforest. It comes from deep within the earth. So nothing synthetic, nothing man-made. Everything we incorporate is from nature. So we'll add these minerals into the soil. We also keep the soil covered. That's part of biodynamic farming, because as the wood chips break down, they're releasing the minerals that was brought up into that tree as it grew.
Right.
So we're finding ways to always add minerals back into the soil. And then we do companion planting. Some plants grow better next to another plant. For example, strawberries and asparagus, they do really well together. And so do strawberries and mushrooms. And asparagus. Those are plants that do really well together because they're symbiotic. And they have a relationship where they help each other.
We're talking about lost knowledge in many cases of those things. And it should be something that's common to everybody, but it is not. And we're trying to get back there. That's the paradigm shift. Also, check out rsvfood.com. Our friend Marjorie Wildcraft is trying to teach people this formally, wherever you are, so that you can grow food as well. And not just survive, but thrive and help others to do the same. We'll be right back.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Ukraine's military says it struck down 17 air targets on Saturday. This comes out of Ukraine's Odessa region. Officials saying the targets that were struck included 3 Russian aircraft, 5 cruise missiles, and 9 unmanned aerial vehicles. Earlier reports also claim the Ukrainian forces have killed over 21,000 Russian soldiers since the start of the invasion. Longtime Republican Senator from Utah, Orrin Hatch, has died. He was known for working across party lines and lamented the current state of Washington politics in his farewell address to the Senate.
Having served as a senator for nearly 42 years, I can tell you this particular thing. Things weren't always as they are now.
Hatch was 88 years old. You're listening to USA Radio News. Border Patrol and local communities are overwhelmed with the largest surge of illegal immigrants in the past two decades at the U.S.-Mexico border. Texas Department of Public Safety Lieutenant Christopher Olivares, appearing on Fox News, explains how the White House could help this problem.
They need to take more effective strategies, have a comprehensive immigration reform. Also, do not cancel Title 42, and if you are going to cancel Title 42, have an effective strategy in place so we don't see this mass flow of immigrants coming across, and also work with other local partners as well, and also congressional partners, and come together and have a plan in place.
Police in Glendale, Arizona are investigating the death of a man who attempted to drive through the gate at Luke Air Force Base. Base officials say the unidentified man failed to comply with security protocols and was stopped by an automated vehicle barrier at the south gate on Friday. Medics declared the man dead when they arrived on the scene. USA Radio News.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendivite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendivite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendivite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendivite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
In the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
One of my favorite topics of all time is what we're talking about today with Scott Scherner, Dr. Scherner. And we have been talking about gardening, how we can learn a lot from life by observing life and how life works, as opposed to the artificial reality that man, through arrogance, gently thinks it can outcreate creation itself. Always to our detriment. Ultimately, it's like a Crichton novel, you know, unintended consequences. Nature always finds a way, that kind of thing. And Scott is doing great work in the area. In fact, you know, we were talking earlier how you put up at a local health food store just a sign, just, hey, come visit my farm, right?
Right.
And you had some guy, actually, I met today, come by the farm and meet you. And then after seeing it, it's like, hey, can I stick around and help? And he became, you know, an active help. I don't know if he was there to learn or help or whatever, but it was such a cool experience that you never know when you put yourself out there for that kind of good what can happen.
Well, I think it was both, and I asked him. I asked him after he had been coming for a couple months. I said, "What keeps bringing you back?" I said, "I love having you here, and I love your energy and your good spirit. But what keeps have you come back and give us all your time?" And he just said, "This place is." I don't think he used the word magical, but he just said, the vibrations.
The energy drew him in.
The energy, right? Yes. That's a better word than the vibrations. I think it's better understood.
Yeah, well, that feeling, we try to demystify these mystical things, apparently. We have to.
Right.
Like, you ever walked into a room with a bunch of angry people? Tell me you don't feel that energy, right?
Exactly.
You ever walk in a room with people laughing and just celebrating? Tell me you don't feel that. That's palpable. That's energy, right?
Absolutely.
And so the energy of a biodynamic farm or an organic farm, there's something about it. People talk about walking through ancient rainforests and things, how suddenly, or being around the ocean, right? And, you know, not only hearing, but feeling and all of that. And these things, yes, they can be somewhat explained by chemistry, but not all of it. You know, a lot of it is an energy component, if you will.
Right.
And that's a big part of biodynamics acknowledgement.
Right.
Not just about physicality.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's also connecting back with the earth, living next to land, connecting with nature, connecting with God. That's what these are things that thoughts that go through my head when I'm working on the farm.
Mm-hmm.
And also something I think, your audience might like to know is that soil bacteria that I talked about, the trillions and trillions of bacteria, we evolved as humans with a microbiome from soil bacteria.
Yeah.
And so when people come and volunteer, I say, you're not only helping us, but you're helping yourself even more.
Yes.
Because as we're turning this compost pile, take a big, deep breath in through your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
And see if you can, even though it goes to your lungs,
right.
Let's just pretend that maybe some of it goes down into your microbiome.
Well, there's a passageway that it addresses the mucosal connection to the alimentary canal. So there is some evidence of transition throughout that partly being there. And we know that the bacterial makeup of our microbiome can also impact on how we interact with the world significantly, including they're finding out certain species that exist in people who are depressed that are not in people who are just happy.
Right.
Like,
absolutely.
How much are we hopefully humbled by the fact that the bugs make us human, you know, but we're all more bug than human in a sense in this physical body,
are,
too.
Absolutely.
More of the microbiological life forms than our mammalian selves.
Yeah. Would you agree that maybe we're only 1% human?
More microbe than human.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, as we talk about the physical world, shell that we're in, that we inhabit, home that we're in, that's only one part of our very existence. We know that. And then we talk about more of the energetic or spiritual side of things. And how that connects to the physicality, because when I get out into the yard in the garden, I'm like elated immediately. I'm like, oh, I can't wait. I'm going to do this. Even if it's like I got to go pick a weed that doesn't belong there for this, right? It's like, it's great. It's awesome. And I didn't have that growing up. I didn't even know that that existed. If you grew up in a city like a city slicker does, and you miss out on all of that. And yet we need so desperately to go back to that right now. Again, talking about a paradigm, it's like, is it new or is it going back to an older one with a greater understanding or greater consciousness, perhaps.
Right, where we're at. Absolutely.
Yeah.
I agree. Oh, shoot, I just forgot what I was going to say. But
that's all right. Hey, you know what? We're completely free-flowing here. It's okay. There's no script.
No.
We're rolling right through.
It was just a takeoff on something you said about going out there and being elated.
Yeah, sure.
And, you know, the importance of bacteria, too. You know, ivermectin, which is a very powerful, it's a drug, but it's a helpful drug and with very few side effects, right?
Which is very rare.
Yeah. That is very rare. But that was developed from a bacteria near Tokyo, you know, the capital of Japan. So a guy discovered this bacteria, and that's how he was able to create ivermectin.
Mm-hmm.
So here we take what makes us up, bacteria, and here he made a very helpful drug.
Yeah, it is fascinating. You know, when I started hearing about the use of ivermectin, I wasn't so familiar with it. I knew hydroxychloroquine because the basis of the quinolones, China or cinchona, the bark of the Peruvian bark, was the initial drug in homeopathy, right, to address malaria and other fever-like diseases. So I wasn't as familiar with this, not coming from a botanical source, but a microbial source. A fascinating thing,
right.
You know, to journey into that is like how this ivermectin became something that was helpful and basically not harmful, which, again, is such so strange to hear that that's possible even.
Exactly. Yes, that is, you know, within the functional medicine, I know there's a big, there's a variance between functional medicine doctors, but the way I work with people is just I use the most powerful medicine on the in on the planet, which is food. But it's good food. It's food like that is grown biodynamically,
mm-hmm.
that has the mineral content in it. And when you provide a good home for that plant, it does pull the minerals up,
mm-hmm.
when it's in the soil. So our soil is not deficient of the minerals that we need.
Right.
And
right.
We cannot sustain life without these minerals.
Mm-hmm. So what do we see as far as creating a new or going back in time, creating an old, but with a new consciousness or a expanded consciousness of responsibility for the things that we've done, even if we weren't the ones that did it, but we're dealing with those consequences, how do we remediate it? I understand the concept as a healer, as a doctor, what we do, what we try to do to help people get well. But are we talking about doing that on a soil basis as well? When we see what is the soil lacking, what does the soil have in it that is not supposed to be there? How do we remedy that situation? Are those concepts in healing applicable to the farm as they are to our body?
I think so, yes, absolutely. It's, you know, I'm working with someone right now that has 15 acres, and I'm teaching him how to turn his 15 acres into a biodynamic farm to make his whole 15 acres a living organism,
mm-hmm.
and where he can grow very nutrient-dense, powerful food. I also, besides using, you know, the most powerful medicine, food, to help the people I work with, but also energy work,
mm-hmm.
the vibration, and just like we talked about earlier, the positive energy and the beliefs.
Yes.
And helping them change their stories. You know, that's so powerful, the stories we all tell ourselves.
Yes, indeed. So how do we, break the cycle of stories we don't even know we're telling? Right?
Yeah.
We're unconscious, subconsciously programmed, right?
Yes. We need to, you know, find someone to work with, say, such as you or I or people that do what we do,
mm-hmm.
and that understand that we have these stories going through our head, this programming that started
right.
from before birth.
Right.
So we all of us have this programming, and some have been more successful at breaking that or modifying it.
Unraveling, unwinding.
Right.
You know, even here at this event that we're at Be Healthy Utah with all the booths, there's some interesting technologies that sometimes are very helpful to help maybe bypass something that's so blocked or so stuck. For instance, sometimes we might not be able to face some of these stories. You know, experiences that are so brutal and traumatic, how do we help get beyond them and not via suppression, because that's the drug therapy. Like
right,
we suppress
right,
any
yeah.
consciousness of that to make our way through and beyond things that are overwhelming, for
mm-hmm.
instance. That's another aspect of the challenge that faces the healer.
Yes,
right?
Absolutely. Yes, changing the, you know, when I work with people, I'm working with the whole body. And I look at all aspects of their lives.
Mm-hmm.
What have been their traumas? What's their emotional? What are their trapped emotions?
Yes.
What are their miasms that they have? Did they get injured from a vaccine even when they were five? You know, what's going on with them right now? Where did that come from?
Mm-hmm.
Was it the people that were in their lives? Was it? Again, it could be some emotional trauma, some
right.
What kind of food did they eat? What were they exposed to? Some toxins or pollutants from water, from the air, from radiation.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Yeah,
all of that.
And I think that's important to look at all that to try to. Someone asked me one day. He kind of said to me, "Well, it sounds like you're a detective." I said, "Basically, that's right."
Yeah. We often use the Sherlock Holmesian concepts of part of the process of when you're actually interested in healing, you really want to know what's the relationship to the effects you're complaining or concerned about, and how do we link it back to some causal pathway. as opposed to a random act of genetic expression, you know, that they've tried to proclaim. And in fact, on Friday's show, before you came on, we were talking with Susie Griswold from Healing Strong, and we were covering an opening story on cancer where the scientific community is saying, well, cancer may not be that heritable as we thought. You know, and then they go, well, maybe 90 to 95% is not, but there's still a little bit that is. And I argue that the genetic information that is passed on from one generation to another was impacted by the environment and the belief system and all that. So even that gene expression was caused by environment, not genetic causing genetic, so to speak. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely.
And that's a next level thing to realize, that that means at any point within your quote-unquote genetic life in this body, that things can be altered. Miracle cures can occur and do occur, but we'd like to say, is it within our, for lack of a better way, our control to help facilitate that, as opposed to praying and having a random act or a miracle occur that still is completely disconnected from cause, right? Here's an example. When I started my healing journey, long before it, in fact, where I prayed to God, please heal me, please help me, I'm suffering. And I thought, if it could be a lightning bolt from the skies, wouldn't that be awesome? I would like to be miracle healed. But if it happened that way, I wouldn't know anything about what caused it and what undid it. And I tell everybody, they'll just pray, maybe it'll happen for you. That's not what my journey was. We'll be back to talk about that journey along with Scott Scherner here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Wrap it up after this.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Scott Bell Show.
All right, wrapping up here, the Robert Scott Bell Show this hour with Scott Scherner, a good pal, physician, farmer, all the good things that you'd like, a teacher, a healer, and just enjoy his company, and his family is wonderful. I was just talking about the idea of healing as a miracle, and I believe all life itself is a miracle, but the idea of miraculous healing is not something I desire, even though I did at the time, because had it been a lightning bolt from the sky, one day I'm sick and now I'm well. I'm like, what can I do? How can I help anybody else? Pray for lightning? Ooh, that might not go so well for you, right? As opposed to the journey that took me through understanding cause and effect over this lifetime or even previous, right, to get to this point. And so I think part of our journey is to help connect people. And I said this too, the journey of the healer or the responsibility or the goal or the mission of the healer is to really reconnect those who don't know it to the source of all healing. And that might be called God or spirit. Yeah. You know, everybody's got different ways to describe it. But that goes deep. And I'm like, oh, man, when I figured that out, I was like, oh, my gosh, I'm not doing the healing. It's something far greater and deeper. So I can go, oh, I can relax a little bit. It's not all on me. But I just got to get things out of the way to get them connected. And then it becomes, let's say, visible. The invisible becomes visible.
Right. Yeah. And like you've said, too, the healing comes within. The power to heal is within. And I've seen this multiple times with spontaneous healing. You know, someone that had, you know, severe allergies for 20 years, and then the next day they have no allergies for the rest of their life. I've seen that happen. So, you know, whether you want to say that came from the divine or it came from within, either or, it's that person or the divine that created that. But all I did is I gave them, like, the catalyst to change their mindset, change their stories.
Right.
And change their belief system.
Yeah, I don't know if it's like the ripple in the pond that just kind of goes out and you know, whether people notice it or not, depending on how violent it is. And I know, too, that in my life, when I didn't pay attention to the subtle signals, I could get hit by the proverbial 2x4 from God. And I realized, even though I may have cursed it at the time, I recognize the gifts that they are in retrospect. And with things that happen in my life, I had to perceive them differently from happening to me as a victim to happening for me as a benefit, as a gift. And so if we can get to the point where we can recognize that which we suffer from or with right now as a gift sooner than later, then we can often, as you said, overcome it even miraculously despite all medical opposition to that here.
Right? Absolutely.
And that's the miracle of, I call, a changed consciousness.
Yes.
Yeah.
Indeed.
So, Scott, how do people connect with you if they want to seek you out, to consult with you, to get help and healing, or learn how to biodynamic grow? Is there a way other than I go to a health food store and I see a sign, hey, come check out my farm?
Well, they could send me an email.
Okay.
And
cool.
And we could connect that way. So the email would be Salt Lake Brazen, that's BRAZZEN, at ProtonMail.com.
And so you don't have a website for the farm or anything like that?
No, we, okay. I've worked on a website. It's just never happened yet.
Okay.
That may come soon, though, and that might be a better way to reach out to me in the future, but right now it would just be an email.
Have you done any, videos through social media on the farm to show what's happening there yet?
We have, but not recently. Most of the videos I did probably over 2 years ago.
We need
the last 2 years has been a big distraction for all of us.
Yeah, we need
whether it's good or bad.
Right, we need millennials or postmillennial kids to basically do all this video social media. I'm still not good at it. We do a little bit of it, but I'm still not good at it. So for those of you, if you're resonating with the things that Dr. Scott Scherner is talking about, and you feel like I want to reach out to him, maybe you want to come check out the farm, maybe you want to help out on it. I don't know. Salt Lake Brazen, B as in boy, R-A-Z-E-N as in Nancy, Brazen, right? It's two Z's, sorry. I missed two Z's, so thank you for, that's why I did it again. Salt Lake Brazen, B-R-A-Z-E-N, at protonmail.com. So as we wrap it up, last 30 seconds here, any thoughts or messages to the leap to the world at this moment?
Listen to your podcast.
Keep listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. All right, yeah. I can go along with that.
You're a great friend and a great source of knowledge, and with all the people that you interview, you're bringing more connection and more sources of knowledge and information. And I love what you're doing.
I appreciate you, Scott, so much. And your family, your daughter, Fred. Not Fred, Sierra. Oh, Sierra. Oh, man, I'm going to catch you-know-what from her after this show. She's lovely and wonderful and so super smart and lit up because of what you and your wife are doing. I love it. Thank you all for being here. God bless you. Remember, it's the God's honest truth. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.